My friends, I'm going to share a scripture with you this morning that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now this is verses 12 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord today. Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts, and all the parts of the body are one body, even though they are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly the body isn't one part, but many. If the foot says, "I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand," does that mean it's not part of the body? If the ear says, "I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye," does that mean it's not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? If the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body, just as God wanted. If all were one and the same body part, what would happen to the body? But as it is, there are many parts, but one body. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now, my friends, today, I know every time a preacher says it's short, you know you're going to be here for 45 more minutes. But it is going to be short. We are here today on an extremely special Sunday, as you've heard me say over and over, but that is because it is so true. These wonderful students who have sat before you, you may remember when some of them were born. You may have remembered when they landed on your shores here on the hill at various ages. You may have been present at their baptism. You've watched over them in vacation Bible school. Miss Betty has probably bounced them on their knee, some of them, right? They are a part of our family. They are a part of our body. Now, if I'm going to be honest with you, it's a hard world on teenagers out there. It is. It's not like you remember it. Go ahead and shake that away. It's a new and different world. And there are voices that they are going to hear that are going to tell them that they are not a part of this world, that they are not good enough, they are not smart enough, they are not pretty enough, they don't have enough likes, they don't have enough followers, they don't have enough grades, they don't have enough, enough, enough. And we as the church need to say, enough, enough, enough. You are a part of our body. You are enough. You are loved and beloved. You are precious and you're not perfect. But neither are we, lest we forget and become hypocrites and sinners ourselves. This world is in need of young men and women filled by the Holy Spirit. This world is in need of you, men and women and children, and all of us filled with the Holy Spirit. Some may be called to go and to preach and to do those things that we think of in that vein. But the rest of us are called to be the body of Christ everywhere that we go, to love God, to love people, and to make this world a better place. My friends, you have wonderful homes and wonderful families. It is so good to see the families surrounding these young ones. But we want this to be home base too, a place of love and acceptance. A place of caring, a place where even when it feels like the world around you says that you don't belong, you belong here. And it's not because you figured it out. It's not because you're perfect. It's not because you said the right words. It's because of who you are. That's it. That is why we love you. We don't love you because you did the right things. We don't love you because this is a special day. We don't love you because you said a prayer we said so long ago. We don't love you because of these waters. These waters are a sign that we love you. These waters are a sign that God loves you. The time that we spend together is because we love you as who you are. For who you are and no more. Because you are a child of God. And of your families. And of this world. And of this church. You're ours. Not just because one of them is my daughter, I promise. The covenant that we made today, the commitment that you made to God, that you made to yourself, inviting Jesus into your body, into your life, such a wonderful thing. But there's a reason that we as United Methodists do baptisms together. And it's because there is beauty in the covenant that we made one to another, that you belong here, that this is your family, that you are loved, that this is a place that will take care of you when you are down, that will call you to lead when it is your turn, that will call you out when you need to be called out, and that will love you the whole way through, no matter what. And that will love you the most when you think you messed it up the most. That's when we love you the most. My friends, this is what it means to be a part of the church. To be filled with the Spirit, to commit our lives to the ideals of Christ in the world. We get so bogged down in the things of church that we forget about this call and commitment that is universal, what it means to be the church, to love and to care. And I'm so grateful for days like today, for students like these, for families and parents, for sponsors and mentors, and for you, because it reminds us that God is still building the church. God is still calling generations. God is still at work in this world. And that I don't care if you're an ear or an arm or a hand or a face or any other parts we're not going to name right now. But you belong here. And we are less without you. We are not whole without you. We need you. And you need us. And we all need Christ. And that's why we're here together today. So today, Miss Kathy is going to get ready and lead us in our last hymn, and then we're going to go out again with Miss Ella and the confirmands to surround Ella with love and care, and then to spend a little bit of time greeting and welcoming our confirmands and letting them know that we care. But this morning is also a call to invitation for you. Do you want to be a part of a church like this? I think that you do. You're welcome to come down in the midst of the time of singing. You can use the prayer rails for any reason. If you would like to be a part of a church like this, we love you already whether you are or not, right? But there's something about making the commitment one to each other, that we're going to be there through thick and thin, through the good and the bad, through the highs and the lows, and through all those middle times. If you want to be a part of a relationship like that with Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we invite you down to talk about that, to have a moment to pray about that. And we can schedule the time for you to get baptized, to join the church, or to do whatever. You can talk to me here today. You can talk to me after service. You can call me later in the week. I don't care. But I want you to know, you are already loved. We are glad that you are here. And we don't want you on the membership rolls because somebody's counting, and I don't get commission. I don't know if you know that. You ought to know. Sometimes it seems like we do. We don't. I love you. You are precious and not perfect, just like me. And making a commitment to figuring out together, man, I think they have a word for that. I think they call it love.